Hi, this is a dictation for patient Myra Gandhi, MYRAGANDY. Date of birth is 4/13/1974. Date of accident is 7/8/2022. Date of service is 10/27/2022. The patient is here for a follow-up evaluation. 10/27/2022, as a result of a alleged accident on 7/8/2022, when her car was rear-ended, leading to some headaches without any symptoms of TBI, but also pain symptoms in the area of neck, mid-back, lower back, and pain in both shoulders, pain in the lower back across, involving sacroiliac joints, and shooting pain to both arms and both legs posteriorly, and with numbness and tingling, weakness of the arm and legs. Patient has been undergoing physical therapy, chiropractic treatment, and I've been told about acupuncture also. She reports of a generalized muscle spasm throughout. She's using an infrared device called Onlux photobiomodulation. And she has a history of recent fall. While she was putting her shoes, she lost her balance and she fell. The pain level is around 5 to 6, and the ADLs are affected 6. Currently, she has pain in the neck without radiation to the arms, pain in both shoulders 6 to 7, and also lower back 6 to 7 with some radiation to both buttocks and upper part of the thigh posteriorly and anteriorly. 40% relief has been obtained by the patient in the physical therapy and conservative treatment with medication. The ADLs are reported affected in the area of work and walking ability 7, general activity 6. In the neurology and psych, patient reports ongoing headaches, which are now around 6, affecting front, back, right and left temple, and not associated with any dizziness, vertigo, vision disturbance, or any blackout, seizures, or any loss of equilibrium, loss of balance, or any confusion, disorientation, or lack of focus, lack of concentration. However, patient reports anxiety, panic, and attention weakness. She has checked seizures, but I don't think she has real seizures. I don't believe that. I am not informed about this at all. On the pain and numbness, patient has ongoing pain in both the shoulders, neck, and the lower back, along with stiffness, and also the right ankle and foot, and difficulty walking. GI, patient reports nausea, vomiting. In the GI, patient does not have any nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, constipation, digestive problems, incontinence of the bowel, stomach pain, blood in the stool, or trouble swallowing. In the GU, there is no incontinence of the urine, frequency, painful urination, blood in the urine. In respiratory, there is no asthma, trouble breathing, chest pain, coughing, shortness of breath. In last 30 days, patient reports that there is more pain and pain is worsened, and there is no relevant medical history, surgical history, hospitalization, weight loss, or any other trauma. Current pain medications are Tylenol, codeine, substance abuse, none. Compliance history, patient reports full compliance to the pain medication regimen. The physical examination reveals the blood pressure is 141/100, pulse is 92, pulse ox is 99. The rest of the physical examination is same from previous visit of (9/22/2022), dictation number is 0922-114, along with diagnosis. The plan is as follows. The patient has been provided lumbar support and a gel cushion for the back. Rollator walker, tense unit, neck pillow has been provided. Patient has been ordered a neuropsych evaluation and treatment that she has not started yet. And patient is provided medication to continue. On the last visit, she was provided with Celebrex, Xenoflex, Wellbutrin for depression, Ortram for pain, Vivopatch, and Ambien 5 mg at night. She's also using Onlux part of eye manipulation device for the relief of the pain. Physical therapy continues 3 times per week, focusing on neck, lower back, shoulders, and ankle and foot on the right side. She's referred to a chiropractor, Dr. Horsley, for further management of the foot pain. She's put on a light duty job, 7 pounds, 7 hours, 7 days, with housework, replacement, and transportation. The patient will be seen in 30 days' time. The MRIs were discussed with her also. She was informed that she has an AC joint hypertrophy, capsular hypertrophy, tendinitis of the suppressed spinatus muscles, and a multi-level disc herniation, C3-4, C4-5, C5-6, C6-7, and L3-4 and L4, L5, L5-S1, requiring further injection treatment for the patient. LESI and CESI times 4, and possible sacroiliac joint if the pain continues. So far, the patient is stable. Thank you.